So as you guys can see, that we are sitting on this couch with two other guys.
We got special guests.
We got some booze up in here, but not our booze.
Not
they
our
got
booze.
Other booze.
Other people's booze. OPP.
So if you guys follow the podcast, if you've been on the lives, we haven't been on for a while, but the guys, like the people who consistently follow us, we do it. It's on Mondays, right? Monday segment with Homeboys Conversation, and they always ask us to join. We have fun with them. So we decided season 4, how about we bring them on, do a couple of episodes with them, and get a guy's perspective. So I would like to introduce the guys from Homeboys Conversation.
Okay, well, I guess I gotta go first. I'm Reggie. I'm one of the guys from Homeboys Conversation. Just a brief recap about Homeboys Conversation. It actually started as a movie review, but it started during the pandemic, and unfortunately, they stopped making movies. But even before they stopped making movies, we end up doing what we call Homeboys After Dark one time on Instagram, and that kind of took off a whole lot more. And a whole lot more people started requesting us to do it more and more. So it kind of, we kind of piggybacked and kind of started doing that more than the movies. We actually backed off the movies lately, but yeah, that's really how we came about.
Yeah, you basically laid it all out there. I'm T, ganged up T on Instagram.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome to Disaster Data 101. I'm Natasha Renee.
And I'm Robin Brehan.
Come join this disastrous journey as we talk about our dating horoscope stories.
Real life issues.
See, this is why I have my notes. You all know. Next time we do something with them. I'm sorry, because my notes is over here. Real life issues and how we can work through these issues. No, in today's society. And today's episode is Lex Coupes Beamer and the Benz.
Yes, Lex Coupes Beamer Benz Finance.
So I wanted to have this conversation first with you guys. Also, everyone, you will see that we would do part ones and part twos with them. But I wanted to start it off with you all with this one. Reggie always says that I have a story for everything. So this year I decided to date again, and I bought a new car, and the guy broke up with, I bought a car on Saturday and he broke up with me on Monday. So the reason I brought that up is because we wanted to talk about finances. I know that that is something that is like taboo. Mm-hmm. We don't like talking about it. And I noticed that since we all are older, these are things that are important to us. Like, we're not in our 20s, so we ain't living our best lives. It's about like, I'm trying to build, grow. Like, how is your credit? Yeah. You know, so things like that. And I wanted to have this conversation with you guys because I want to know, like, what do you guys ask when it comes financially? Like, do you ask people about their credit scores or like, you know, what they do, and are they saving, investing, and where do you see yourself in 5 years? Is that, I mean, is that taboo, or do you guys ask that?
Is that important to you?
One, it is important to me. It's important to me, but I don't think I go as deep as asking about your finances just yet. I think everything kind of like just kind of down the line, I begin to ask about little stuff about, you know, like, what do you want out of life? Like, you know, what is you expecting from me when it comes to finances? Because I feel like that will kind of tell you more about a woman than anything. Hey, what are you looking for? Look, I'm looking for you to pay all my bills for I could sit back. Yeah, I guess your finances ain't where they were. Because a woman with her stuff together, is that's not going to be the thing that she looks for or asks about or say to a man. So it, I feel like I put it all, put the ball in their court and let them tell me, you know, kind of like here and there how they see finance, how they view it. You know, if I ask a woman, like, look, if we was to get married, how would you feel like the finance is supposed to be divided? And I let her tell me, look, I make X, Y, Z. So, look, I expect for us to do it this way or that way, yada, yada, yada. And I, you know, I input it, you know, as it go on. But I don't think I just, hey, you 700 or above? Because if not, we can't deal.
So I would ask this also. Do you feel like when a woman does ask you the questions, do you feel that it may be uncomfortable or why? Because some people do, like, are gold diggers and maybe trying to ask, like, why, try to be up in your pocket. So is it uncomfortable if they ask right away, or is there a time frame to have, like you did say, you don't ask right away. So what would you say would be the time frame to have these conversations?
Well, me personally, I really don't care when you ask. You can ask me the first day if we met at a gas station and we had a phone conversation 5 minutes later. If that's what's important to you, I feel like you need to ask that from the beginning. I feel like what's important to you is the first thing you need to say. If I don't want to have kids and I meet a woman, the first thing I'm going to ask is, you know, what do you think about kids? Okay. We're not going to go on 2, 3, 4, 5 dates and then ask that question. Now that I like you. And you're like, oh, yeah, I want like 4, 5 more kids. I'm like, oh, nah. We, you know, we done wasted our time. Time is the one thing you can't get back. Okay. So I feel like finances, if that's important to you, if you want to make sure that, you know, that part goes smoothly, ask that the first day.
Got it. And what about you, Robin?
And all these mics. No, I agree with Reggie. Like, definitely in the first, like, I'm kind of going to be like, okay, where are you at? Like, what are your goals for yourself too? Like, you know, financially, like, do you want to be a homeowner? Got do you want to be a renter? Because some people are okay with renting, you know? So that's not a deal breaker for me, but it's like, if you've got children and stuff and families, do you know about generational wealth? Are you trying to create generational wealth? Leave a legacy. I love people right now who are buying back the block. Not saying I need to date somebody who's got money to buy the block, but at least that lets me know investment. You're thinking long term, you know, if not only for yourself. So I might not necessarily be like, oh, what's your credit score? Because I've dealt with people who might have had like a 480, a 500, but they're working towards building it. Okay. They have a goal plan for themselves.
Okay. And what about you, T?
Well, I'm going to just be honest with y'all. I'm still a little bit out here when it comes to dating, so it depends on the situation if I'm going to bring that up or not, mm-hmm. if, what my intentions are mm-hmm. with that person. If I feel like I'm taking that person extremely seriously, then I'll bring it up. Mm-hmm. But other than that, whenever it comes up, it comes up. I don't have a problem with them asking me, though. But as far as me asking them, I'm kind of standoffish about it because I don't want to offend them.
Okay.
And like I said, it depends on how serious I'm taking the situation.
Yeah.
Some people are just here for a season, so.
True, you know, that's true.
I don't need to know all that.
I got to do one agenda.
No, I agree with T. I feel like if it's not something serious, I wouldn't really be asking. Mm-hmm. But if I do see potential, I guess, in you, because.
Not about that word, potential.
I'll start asking those questions because I find that sometimes when we don't ask those questions at a appropriate time, mm-hmm. because no, you don't have to ask right away, but sometime in there, I mean, if y'all doing stuff and y'all sleeping in the bed and y'all going back and forth and you feel like this is somebody you can potentially see yourself with, I feel like you kind of have to have those conversations, because if you end up pregnant or do something mm-hmm. and then it's like, well, I know you ain't had this and we can't, uh-huh. why can't we get an apartment together?
Yeah. Denied. Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Like, also, I feel like, depending on how serious the situation is, it will come up naturally. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll just eventually just ask questions like, how you feel about marriage, or do you want a house later, or things like that. It'll just come naturally. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it should be, like, a time frame on when you ask, because mm-hmm. it starts to feel like a job, and that could kind of, like, push the person away. I don't think you should have a time frame on it.
I agree. And then I also want to talk about just briefly how we as Black people talk about it. Like, it's so taboo. I know growing up for me, we talked about it, but we didn't. Like, my parents own their home, but they didn't tell me, like, these are the things that you need to do to own a home. These are the things that you need to do to buy a car. Like, when you get this credit card, this is why I don't want you to spend it, you know. I wasn't taught that. So, for me, a lot of my lessons with, I guess, my credit is basically me falling and failing. And we're back. We had some issues. I do want to go back to what we were talking about. I know it can't be exactly what we said, but we were talking about, you know, our kids, and that's actually what part two summing it up. You know, allowing our kids, and how do we fix what we failed to do or what we may have failed to learn. So here at Disaster Dating, we talk about the problem. And then in part two, we just figure out how we're going to fix it, or just ways. We don't have to fix it right away, but just some things that we want to tell our listeners or viewers how they can fix it, or, you know, just some tips that you may have learned. Reggie, I know you just talked about briefly, no one heard it, about how on Instagram people, the reels, and how you educated yourself watching some of those reels.
Yeah, I was just saying how the reels have really helped me understand finances, understand how money works, how to build credit in different ways, not just for me, but for your kids or for children. Just the importance of knowing about, you know, the type of different credit cards that you want to use, and why you want to use those credit cards. Again, having teaching your kid about credit early on can go so farther for them when they become adults. They can see money in a different way. I you know, it's that old saying when parents used to always say, you believe money grow on trees, you know, because kids don't have no limit. And I think one of the biggest things now with giving kids these prepaid cards and stuff where they can understand that, hey, it's not just coming out of thin air.
Yeah.
Like, somebody, I got to put in work for this. You know, this was the old, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have, I'm going off script, we didn't say this in the first part, but we didn't, you know, they would say, you know, do you got chores and get allowances?
Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And those allowances was the teach kids about working for something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I know I'm going to get something after I work for this. And I feel like kids this day and age don't have that growing up. So they don't see how you actually earn money and things of that nature. And again, it hurts them in the long run when they don't see it, because they spend money frivolously. Mm-hmm. So I feel like now with TikTok and Instagram, I guess Facebook is for old people, but TikTok and Instagram really start to show us how we can help our kids transcend from, you know, further from where we was from, mm-hmm. or the lessons that they need to learn about money and how to keep it and earn it in the future.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely agree, because I know for me, having my son in college who does not care about how much he spends. He just swiping, because he knows somebody going to put that money in his account. Where, like you were talking about chores and allowance. I know for me, I had an allowance. And one thing that I always strive to do, I got $20 a month. And what I used to do was take my $20 and save it up till the first day of school, so for each year. So my parents always said, we'll pay $50 on shoes, and you put the rest. So, you know, when we came up, by the time we got to middle school, that's when Jordans and everything. Yeah. So it was like, nah, I'm not going to let you just buy some $50 shoes. I got 40 on this. Yeah. Or I got, you know, so I was able to buy nicer things. And I appreciated that. And, you know, it made me want to work. I had a paper route at like 11, 12. Yes. So, you know, that's why I have that hustle. And like my son, I try to push it. I'm still working on it. But even with my daughter, as soon as she turned 13, she started Googling jobs you can have at 13. Mm. Like, she already right now for high school in her head, they are going to be working at the movie theater. her and her friends, she babysits, you know. So when people ask her at first, she was like, no, I ain't going to babysit. Then she starts seeing the money. It's like, yeah. Nah, watch your child. So she'll never have an issue babysitting. Great babysitter, too. Just to let you know. If y'all need a babysitter, ask my daughter. She will feed your kids. She will make sure they are good. But even other things, my friend had her doing, like, little small chores and organizing her home and paid her. Like, the one thing she do, I told you how much I got in my account. Like, can I buy this? And when school started, she bought some stuff from Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Things. You know, she started buying her little things on her own. Asked could she get the minor Amazon account so she can spend her money and use it. And what about you, Robin? Just briefly talking about how we can improve the taboos, because I'm not sure where I stopped in the recording, the different taboos. As you said, your family told you about finances. That was things that you learned. And how do you continue, even in relationships, you know, those conversations and the conversations with your son?
Yeah, well, definitely. And just in starting with my son, just what my parents instilled on me, you know, like he was with me when we opened up his account. And it's so funny because he actually asked, can I get a bank card? But the bank told him, like, well, you're too young. You got to wait till you're 13. Because he wanted that to be able to see his account and what he was swiping. But you mentioned something great, like the prepaid cards. Mm-hmm. I've done that with him, too. So even getting him a gift card so he can see, like, oh, once it's gone, it's gone. Yeah. And so to be, you know, more mindful. So at least that's the conversations we have. But a lot of these libraries that people don't know have, like, financial literacy for kids, like programs and even for adults. So outside of people don't have social media, you can go to your neighborhood for community resources and talk to a tax advisor, a CPA, and get kind of help that's free.
Okay.
But I feel like in dating, too, I feel like I've always helped, too, because I used to do credit repair when I worked with homeless families. So I'm always like, if you're not there, this is what you do. Like you said, you made a key point too. Just because you have credit doesn't mean you need to spend it.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes people are like, should I pay off a credit card? Or if I pay off a credit card, do I close the credit card?
Yeah.
Don't close your credit card. Keep that line of credit open. You know, so I've had those conversations with dating. And I feel like the guys that I've dated have been like, oh, I've learned something. Because a lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, T?
I feel like it needs to be taught more instead of told, because, for example, when I was a kid, I had a couple people tell me, more so like a warning, like, you better start saving your money. But they never taught me why I need to save my money and things like that. So I used to spend, like, frivolously, like, just out there just spending money. Yeah. Like, I get some money, I go buy, like, an $80 jersey. Luckily, I had an uncle who told me how to spend responsibly and save my money a little bit. He would say, like, I have to go get some shoes. Instead of me buying those Jordans for 100 and whatever dollars, he'll say, won't you get the two pair for the 80? And then you could get a shirt with the rest of your money and things like that. Mm-hmm. So he was, now that I'm older, I know he was teaching me how to be more responsible. Mm-hmm. I feel like the kids these days, they need that more, because they'll get money and they'll just go buy Balenciagas and things like that. Like, you have on Balenciagas, but you got on like a Fila sweatsuit. Like, you're not doing it right because you're not spending responsibly.
Facts.
When you could have got this and then had an outfit to go with it too, and things like that, and saving your money, they need to know why they're saving it. You're saving it because you want to get this later on in life, or you want to be able to do this, that, and the third.
Yep.
So I feel like it needs to be taught.
I think this was a great conversation. It's not
much
over.
Needed.
Yes, definitely much needed. And last season, we started a segment with the Dating 101 card game. We actually have one of the creators. And again, the people who are our faithful listeners, we had Siobhan and Reggie on a actual live episode. Mm-hmm. So usually Robin and I will pull two cards from the Dating 101, and I want Reggie to kind of talk, because you guys have, since we recorded the third season, have actually come up with a little bit more than just the one set of cards.
Yeah. So of course, we got the Dating 101 cards, and it actually ballooned into much more. When me and Siobhan started talking about it after having these, you know, other people started suggesting, you know, what about this or what about that? And, you know, one of the things we really intended to do with the Dating 101 cause is really to help people have good conversation. That was our true intent, that it was genuine. We really wanted to help people. But then we started realizing that Even though people make it seem like it should be normal, sex is not so normal to everybody. And
we will be talking about that.
So the after dark cards came when we realized, you know, some people having, you know, a bad sex life can actually cause people to not be content in their relationship and to step out. So we came out with those, and then we came out with 101 cards that you should ask yourself before dating. That was more Siobhan. I remember her calling me, and she was like, look, I done came up with these another card deck, and I'm at 89. Like, do you got 12 more questions to, like, give me? I'm like, you already were 89? But she was like, you know, I don't think people really ask the right questions of themselves. And she was like, I need you to read through them and see which ones you like, this, that. And when I read through them, I was like, these some real good questions. Like, I never thought to ask myself these things. And I used to tell her, I told her a bunch of times, I said, these should have been first. Like, these literally should be first. And then the last ones we came up with was, you know, a drinking game, you know, for people to have fun. But again, they're in a way where we feel like you can laugh and joke with your mate if you and your mate just in the house. But you also, you know, it's a drinking game. It's a game to have fun, but still learn something about the person also. I think that's what's missing in dating altogether. Us continue to grow and learn about your partner.
Got it. So, again, Robin and I usually ask them. So since we got the creator over here, Reggie, if you can pull two cards out the deck, we'll let you know if we asked it on the podcast already. If we asked it already, we'll pull another card. I know we go on you guys' show and we probably answered them on the show, but if we didn't answer it on the podcast, we could still answer it.
Okay. Well, this is a simple one. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
That's a good one. I guess, Reggie, who do you want to start?
Oh, I guess. I'm going to have T Star. Let's
Well, I'm not as young as I used to be. So right now I'll say I'm a morning person because around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to get my sleep. So I'm a morning person. I'm definitely a morning person.
Tasha?
I'm actually both. It's hard for me to sleep, so I go to sleep late and I get up early. And I have like an early morning routine, like 6-7 o'clock in the morning. I'm up making coffee, and I don't go to sleep sometimes probably until like 1 or 2 in the morning. So yeah, I'm both.
That's that working from home.
It is. I'm actually both as well. Like, I get up early, I can be up, but then I stay up late, and it's not by choice. I would love to be in the bed. I try to make myself have a bedtime at 9, but I look, I'm like, oh, dang, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still up.
I'm going to say I am a night owl all day long. I don't want to get up early in the morning for nothing. Like, only vacations, and I be cursing myself out in the end, even going on vacation, but only vacations. I can be up to 3-4 in the morning. I don't want to get out of bed before 12. I honestly don't. Like,
that's started my day.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't do the live by the time.
Yeah, I've tried to take the melatonin thing and I couldn't because it makes me tired. Like if I take it at 7 and 8 at night and I'll go to sleep around 10, I'm still tired in the morning. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel really, really bad. I was like, no. Whoever suggested this, no. But thank you guys so much for coming on. I enjoyed this episode. Hopefully after this, if you guys didn't figure it out, this is actually the first episode that we are recording for the podcast.
Yes.
So a lot of bloopers there. You know, it's live. I'm not going to edit. Whatever we got is what we got. Reggie, how can we find you on social media?
Okay, well, on Instagram, I'm at Homeboys Conversation. My personal page is Cocktail Reggie. We go live every Monday at 9 as Ganged Up T told you.
And T, again, how can we find you? Because I don't know if it made it on the first part.
My Instagram is Ganged Up T. Well, Ganged Up _T. You can find me on there. I got my page. You can also find me on the Homeboy Voice Conversations page as well. And when we go live at 9 p.m. on Mondays.
And Robin, how can we find you?
Find me on IG at Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, underscore 217.
And you can find me, Natasha Renee, underscore the creator, on Instagram, Facebook. You ain't gonna find me. TikTok, I'm still working on that. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
First episode completed.
Yoo-hoo!
Yes.
And we're on it.
But I need to get one of his. Cause I was that, but then
Tay, you be cussing.
Okay. Oh no, that's not a water stain. It's not even creasing your shirt. I know that's a little stain. Sweat, your titty sweating. That's my damn child.
They not sponsoring y'all.
I know, right? Sure enough, not. I don't want to.
All right, I want to thank you guys for listening. Disaster Data 101 is available on all major streaming platforms. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Disaster Dating 101 Podcast. Twitter, Disaster Date 101. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can follow me, Natasha Renee, at Natasha Renee underscore the creator, and Robin
at Robin, R-O-B-Y-N underscore 217.
And also, if you would like to purchase the Dating 101 cards, you can go to www.walkinginwholenessllc.com/dating101. You can also follow them at Dating 101 Card Game on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening, and good night.
Thank you. Good night.